Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
He was a bookkeeper from Brooklyn.
Al Capone was a brilliant, brilliant person.
Who became a cold-blooded killer. Al Capone was the king of Chicago, creating the most successful criminal enterprise in history. They rigged elections and clashed with the Kennedys. They built Las Vegas, but they owned Chicago. The Making of the Mob Chicago, season premiere Monday, July 11th, only on AMC.
Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So this Monday night, AMC debuts the second season of a really great series called The Making of the Mob, focusing this time on the city of Chicago. Now, this 8-episode docudrama chronicles the rise and fall of iconic gangster Al Capone, as well as the story of his successors, collectively known as the Chicago Outfit. Spanning the better part of a century, the series begins with Capone's early days in New York and continues through his move to Chicago. When Prohibition hits, battles break out as the city gangs rush to set up bootlegging operations, and Capone decides to go up against his rivals. And joining us tonight to talk about it all is the man playing Al Capone, and that is actor Michael Kotsohillis. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning and good evening. How are you doing?
Good evening. I am doing well. I am doing well. You know, I really enjoyed the New York version of this program, and I feel that Chicago, being in Chicago too, and knowing our storied history with the mob, is the next best, most logical city to focus on.
Most definitely. And, you know, seeing how much it has impacted your city, I could only imagine it could almost be frustrating for some of your folk in the town. You know, that's all that springs to mind when some people think of Chicago.
Which is amazing to me after all these years that, you know, because I'd like it to be our food. I'd like it to be the Cubs. I'd like it to be the Blackhawks. I'd like it to be something like that. But for people that are not here and really have not visited the city, when you talk about Chicago, Al Capone is the first thing that still comes up 80 to 100 years later.
Yeah, it is quite amazing. And to see the impact that he had across the board and, you know, even down to things that I researching for the role was things like, you know, having impacted on having used by date on milk after his family fell ill was quite remarkable.
Now, this is not your typical drama. It's kind of a documentary, a docu-series, so to speak. So this is done a little bit differently than just a movie or a television series. It combines like commentary and historical reenactments, really.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic medium to show showcase and tell a story. It's a really beautiful. I think AMC and Steve and David have done a beautiful thing in the way they've brought this to life, and you know, being able to shoot it like a film and then interject with beautiful interviews and real life scenarios is quite nice. And having watched the first season of Making of the Mob New York really gave me a perspective into how what I was getting myself into.
Now, what is the first episode? Set up the first episode. Like, what is the first thing we're going to see? Where does the story begin here?
Okay, so the story begins seeing Al Capone in his younger years and how he became that cold-blooded killer and exactly where he came from. And, you know, understanding, you know, this boy from Brooklyn and, you know, what really drove him. And ultimately, it was family, you know. So, you know, seeing this man and something that I really resonated with, having a young family of my own, he was, you know, a young man in his, he was 19 early on, and you know, this drove him, and this you know, this want for survival of looking after his family, I think, was ultimately at heart for him.
Now, you're playing Al Capone. Actors from Rod Steiger, Jason Robards, Robert De Niro have played Al Capone. How did you prepare for the role, and what are we going to see kind of in your portrayal?
I know, right? I mean, this was ultimately, you know, what I thought of exactly when I was presented with the role. I was like, oh, geez, really? I mean, you talk about, you know, Untouchables, the Boardwalk Empire, Godfather, Scarface, you know.
Sure.
Like, all these things bring to mind. And really, I didn't want to base it on any of those characters or any of those portrayals. I really wanted to give it my own and take it for what it was and work off the other actors that were in the room with me, which were absolutely phenomenal, and I was very humbled to be working with them. But ultimately, I wanted to show that family and what really drove him as a young man. And I wanted to really show that how he evolved and what his real change from a young man to this, you know, this cold-blooded killer. And this really, he was really somebody who was well thought. He was smart, and I really wanted to show that smart side of him rather than just the cold-blooded killer.
Were you able to look at, there's a bunch of newsreels out there, because obviously this was very early on in the 20th century, so I mean there was no television, but they did have some newsreels of him, and he was always so calm, cool, and collected, and from a public standpoint, a public persona, he was very well-liked.
Yeah, I think, you know, you hit the nail on the head there. I think he was the ultimate candidate. He really knew. I mean, you talk about early marketing techniques, and I think he had them all down pat.
Yeah.
I think he really knew how to market himself. He really knew how to present himself, and he really knew how to make himself a people's person. And when people, you know, when they were trying to prosecute him and get him down for all this, nobody would turn up because they loved him so much. You know, he opened soup kitchens for the poor.
Right.
He gave back to the people, and you know, everybody really loved him.
What are some of the other main characters that are the focus of this series?
Well, I mean, Johnny Torrio, one of Al Capone's early on father figures, played by Paolo Rotondo. Johnny really mentored Al Capone and really brought him to life, if you will. He's a great figure in the show, and I think the audiences will really resonate and enjoy his performance as well. Joe Accardo, who takes over ultimately Al Capone's empire, really known for his brute force, known as Joey Batters from a baseball incident. But Paul Rica, you will see in the show as well, played by Christopher Valente. He's the voice of reason of the outfit, as well as Frank Nitti. And you'll also see the North Side Gang, which is really cool to see all that side of it as well. So Dino Banyan, Bugs Moran, Jaime Weiss, all those.
The usual group of characters.
Yeah.
I've got some five interesting facts about Capone. Some you may not know, some you probably do know as you research for the role. Do you know what his drink of choice was?
Ooh, was it scotch?
It was specifically Templeton Rye whiskey, which has made a huge comeback in the last few years.
Yeah.
He had a specially outfitted bulletproof Cadillac that was eventually seized by the U.S. Treasury Department and later used by the government as FDR's limousine.
Wow, that's incredible. It does not surprise me one bit.
I love that they turned it and gave it to the president because it was built so well, you know, and to protect him.
Yeah.
Obviously built for Al to protect him. Scarface, of course, was because of a bar brawl that he was in had three large slashes on the left side of his face. Do you know what his closest friends called him?
He hated that name.
He hated it.
He loathed it.
and what his buddies called him was, and it was like in his youth, they called him Snorky. which I've read in many books.
Just such a sharp dresser, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm telling you, looking forward to this very much so, especially hailing here from the city in Chicago. And The Making of the Mob premieres again Monday night on AMC. Michael, thank you for your time. Appreciate it, pal.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Radio Hall of Famer Chuck Shaden walks down memory lane with us next on 720 WGN.